Joe wants to know today. It actually involves me and involves my family. My mom occasionally likes to go to Goodwill and get stuff for cheap. She likes to buy stuff, and sometimes you get a deal. She went there and she bought a vase or a vase, whatever you call it. Pretty blue vase, vase, whatever. Yeah. And she bought it. I think it was like $5, $10, something reasonable. She brought it home last week, and since then, it's been utter hell. And it's been unexplainable what's been happening inside my mom's house and my grandma's house.
Ooh, what has been happening?
Well, I think it was 5 days ago or 6 days ago, my mom woke up the day after she bought the vase or the Voss. All four of the tires on her truck were flat.
Oh my gosh.
And when they came and they fixed it because she can't drive on it, they're like, well, there's nothing in the tires.
Oh my gosh.
So it's not like she ran over a bunch of nails.
So it was
screws.
Almost just like the air was let out because it wasn't like slashed or anything?
Yeah, not slashed. There's nothing inside of it. No nails, no metal, nothing like, you know, typically all crap you ran over a few nails.
It was
or something.
Just no explanation.
No explaining. All four tires are
oh
flat.
Oh my gosh, I'm chills.
And all the neighbors, by the way, were fine. It's not like it was somebody retaliating at her, like the whole neighborhood was fine. Okay, then I think this happened. I'm sorry, I'm kind of over here. I'm reading the text from her. About 4 days ago, she noticed, what's going on? Like, near the vase, there's a lamp, and the light burnt out.
Ooh.
So she's like, oh, well, that, I mean, okay, calm down. That's not that scary. Lights burn out. But she's went through three lights in 3 days.
No! That is insane.
Yeah, the lights just keep on burning out that are near there. And it's like, well, what the hell is going on? But there's still even more going on with this vase that my mom got, which sounds like it's haunted. Okay, it's just my mom and my grandma. And my grandma really can't move around. My grandma mentally is sharp as a tack, but she's got COPD. So she has a hard time just getting with her oxygen tank to the bathroom. She can't breathe.
So she does not leave the house a lot.
Doesn't leave the house, doesn't do anything. It's just my mom and the like five dogs, and that's it, and my grandma.
And all of a sudden your grandma got superpowers and signed up to run a marathon?
I wish. That would be a gift from God. No. The vase, or Voss, move. It keeps on moving from where she puts it to another table. And my grandma can't do that and wouldn't do that. Why would my grandma move it? It's moved like two or three times this past week.
Oh my gosh. So now is your grandma scared?
My grandma's scared, but hold on, I'm not even done. I'll tell you what my grandma's actually already taken some action on this one.
No way.
Yeah, well my mom said, okay, we're throwing this thing away. This was not worth $5 or $10.
Because she's getting a little weirded out.
Yeah, so my mom threw it away, she threw it and put it in her dumpster and like her garbage can. And the next day, she goes out to like bring the garbage can in. And what's in front of her on the porch?
No. No way! I am standing up!
The vase or Voss is there on my mom's porch.
Oh my gosh!
And the garbage was empty, so like it somehow went from the garbage can 20, 30 feet to her front porch.
Holy.
I can't explain these things.
I have chills. This is like not even freaking funny.
My grandma, as I mentioned, who can barely move around, she's got COPD. She actually is out of the house now. She's staying with a friend of hers that she has from church. Because my grandma is so paranoid about things happening.
She
so.
Left the house? She's that scared of it?
Yeah, my grandma no longer is at the house.
I don't blame her. My butt would be out of there the second the first thing happened.
Yeah. Holy cow, that is a haunted vase, or it's cursed or something.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, like, what it could be. Because it looks like a normal vase. It doesn't look like some, like, old antique-y story behind it. It just, I mean, it's older, but it's used.
Dude, it's a haunted Goodwill vase.
317-239-1009. For Joe wants to know this morning, what did you own that you swear was haunted? Because this has got to be, am I wrong? This
no
has
way.
Gone to be haunted,
it
whatever
is,
my
yeah.
mom bought.
There's no way that this is a coincidence. All of those things, the lights, the tires especially, how she threw it away and it came back, it's moving around the house. That thing is cursed, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
I told her, I'm like, you need to break it because it hasn't, I'm like, you need to break it into pieces.
What if she broke it into pieces, then it's back put together?
That you would need like an exorcist to come.
Yes, she needs to hire a pastor or a priest or something. Oh. The one from your grandma's church to come over.
Well, I already told my mom and grandma I'm not coming to see them for the holidays.
Ooh, unless they get rid of it.
This thing, they got to clean this thing up. They got to Febreze. They got to do something.
Holy crap.
They got to get this evilness out of here. All right, we'll talk to you next. 317-239-1009. What did you own? Maybe somebody you know, they owned something. You know it was haunted because these things happened. Yeah, we want to hear what it was next on the Joe and Alex Show. Let's go to Jen on the West Side. Hey, did you have something like this happen with you?
I have multiple times. You could say that I'm pretty sensitive when it comes to energies and spirits that are attached to things. Those energies have not been the most positive, I guess, if you could say that.
So you definitely think that there could be some sort of spirit attached to this Goodwill vase?
Absolutely.
Oh.
It could just be a spirit that's attached to the vase. And the spirit's way of maybe trying to get attention. Anytime that there's been a negative energy attached to an item, I've felt more anxious. I've just felt off, like not calm and not at peace. But then I've also noticed that there's been a lot of just weird, unusual things that have happened to do things like that.
So how do you get rid of like a spirit that's attached to an item? Like,
well,
what
just,
should she do?
Did you see the tweet we just got right now?
No.
At Joe and Alex Show, it said, hey, if it's a vase, it holds water, right? Why not fill it up with holy water?
Oh,
that's smart.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
There are stores that you can go and purchase, like sage smudge sticks is what they're called. Purchase one of those, and you want to wave the smoke from the sage over that item when you're saying, you know, the cleansing prayer or whatever it is that you choose to say.
All right. I wonder if maybe your boyfriend Liv, Jewel Daddy, could come and just vape everywhere.
That could probably work.
This house,
and check it out.
This house has been vaped.
Hey, the spirit would get a lot cooler.
Mackenzie is in Carmel. We'll wrap it up with you this morning. You had an experience like this?
Sort of. No activity, but I went to a rummage sale and I purchased this bean bag. I think it was like 50 cents. And we took it home. I sat down on it and I was like, what is that? There's something poking me. So I unzipped the beanbag, and there was a spear in the beanbag with blood on it. With blood. And, I mean, I'm assuming it was blood. It was red. I was like, okay. And then I looked
I was
more.
Like, okay.
I looked more, and then there were pieces of, like, ripped clothing with blood on it. And I was like, what is going on? I'm like, what is this? Someone try to hide something? And then I find a witchcraft, like, spell book.
Oh, my gosh.
With, like, the star with the circle around it, and there's, like, spells in there. I mean, I was really young. I don't remember, like, what they were, but, yeah, it was pretty creepy.
So is it a murder weapon someone tried to hide inside there with a witchcraft spell book, or was all of that part of a hex or something that someone that was a witch was trying to put on the person that bought that bean bag?
I don't know, but it was pretty creepy. I was probably like 10 years old, so.
What did your parents say?
I mean, they just kind of took it away and then they burned it, so.
Whoa!
I'm surprised. I mean, 50 cents is a good deal. I feel like you could wash it one time and be all right. All right, Mackenzie and Carmel, thank you for calling in. If you have anything else, wow, let us know.
You can
Alex Show.
You can comment on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, your story, if you've ever bought something that you thought was cursed or haunted, or tweet us at Joe and Alex Show.
I'm just really worried about my mom and grandma. Like, I legit am not going to see them around the holidays. Not till this thing is gone.
You should go up there and get rid of it for them,
oh,
Joe.
Like, oh, yeah, and then bring it back here to the studio?
Yeah.
No.
Sorry, I'm trying to make the show do something. I don't want the show to be haunted and do terrible. Ugh.